Margaret.
You can come on yet.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. All mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabito. Anabito. Gudula Chimita Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi Tabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Sahare Yudora Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Givavat Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin. Barhem Tacharim, Rakame Sitkata, Tamid Gamle Petet Resh Tzaditat Gimel Asim Kadosh Pero Tucha Nael Adata Pet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayun Yachid Gehe Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushata Yukimalamit Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Sadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzeched la lafim, noseah won wafesha, vehataa vinakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool, a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yehud Kutcha Brihu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yudhe Bavate Be'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Alei Namase Yadeinu Konene Alei Namase Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenam Dekucha Berichu Koma Beaved Le'ela Wittata Kolayu kishot biovada dikshot, veleit lach mila bialma, divaye bardash, vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga, beya kolona The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study from the Tanakh that has this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasang om ti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'aktav willow yirgaz od willow yasifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he a Yozala me behe, he reo he kome, la awa kalayo, la wawa behe la, yu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, mu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, reo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la me re he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a se be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa la ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 ra he he wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 29th day of Sivan, there are no Tzaddikim who left this day, so we utilize the daughters of Tzolofet, the the man who was chopping wood, so to speak, on Shabbat and was stoned. His daughters loved the land so much that they requested Moshe to allow them to inherit from their father, Moses asked Hashem about it, and Hashem said they were right, that women should inherit. But to keep the land in the same tribe, they had to marry within that tribe. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Mahut Yo Ahemi Wayohe Yo Ahemi Wayohe Yo Ahemi Wayohe Yusod Yu Ahuni Wuyohu Yu Ahuni Wuyohu Yu Ahuni Wuyohu Od Yu Ahuni Wuyohu Yu Ahuni Wuyohu You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahuni wu yohi. Ye ahuni wu yohi. Ye ahuni wu yohi. Tiferet. Ye ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Ye ah. Niwiyo. Yeah. Niwiyo. Yeah. Niwiyo. Chesed. Yeah, hemi weyo he. Yeah, hemi weyo he. Yeah, hemi weyo he. Bina. Yeah, hemi weyo he. Yeah, hemi weyo he. Ye aheni wayohe. Hakma. Ya ahani wayoha. Ya ahani wayoha. Ya ahani wayoha. Keter. Ya ahani wayoha. Ya ahani wayoha. Ya ahani wayoha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot.
Vayedaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Taaseh Lecha Pesel Wikol Temuna Asher B'Shamayim Mima'al Asher Ba'aretz Mitachat Asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked avon avot al banim Al shileshin v'al ribein l'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashal ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zahor et yom ha-shabbat
Bekacho sheshet yamim la'avod. We asita kom elatecha. We yom hashvi shabbat la'shem elohecha. Lo ta'ase kol melacha, ata uvincha uvitecha, avdecha v'yamadcha, uvhemtecha v'gercha, asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamim asa, Hashem et ha-shamayim, v'et ha-aretz et ha-yam, v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach b'yom ha-shvi. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat, v'yekadshehu kabed et avicha. Et imecha leman yartum yamecha al ha'adama. Asher Hashem Elohecha, lo tein lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo tira'aneh bereacha. Ad sheker lo tachmod beit reecha. Lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. We will now say the two lines of the Shema, the unity statement. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Now to say the abridged Kaddish, which is a tool to elevate. Elevator goes up and down, and in this time we will be going up to the level of our class tonight.
And we all say Amen. V'almadi v'ra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye v'kol bet Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv v'itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal sh'meide kucha Ve'elamin kol birkata v'shirata tushvechata v'nechemata tamiran bi'alma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom bim romav, uyaseh shalom aleinu, v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen.
Tonight's class is the teachings of the Ari, to find the revealed wisdom matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left, is the landing page for the writings of the Ari. When that opens up, scroll down
to Parashat Korach, the Parashat for this week. And the first link under that Parashat is confounding the work of creation. Are there any questions before we start? And we will need to start by saying the Shem Yehud one more time. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavadhei V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koronei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koroneihu. Korach refused to reconcile because his quarrel was not for the sake of heaven. In this parasha, the Torah chronicles the rebellion of Korach. You can understand Korach's quarrel with Moshe based on what is written in the Sonsino Zohar on the verse, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters." In the middle of that passage in the Zohar, it says, similar to this is the quarrel of Korach with Aaron. The division of the water into two, some say it's the atmosphere and the ocean water. Others say it's the ocean and it's the Seven of Dan Allen belts. Presaged the division of Korach. The 7 days of the creation week manifested the seven sephirot of the emotions. Sunday, when light was created, manifested chesed, pure sharing. Monday, when the primordial water was divided into atmospheric moisture, the upper water, and the oceans, the lower water. This manifested gevura, restraint. Water is naturally heavier than air, so in order for it to be suspended in air, it had to be restrained from precipitating. And this aspect of the hydrological system or cycle is referred to as the firmament. That is a commentary by the translator. I am adding, there are other opinions about the upper and lower waters. Some Kabbalists indicate the upper waters are related to the Oort cloud, which is outside the orbit of Pluto, consisting primarily of frozen water, ice, and rocks. The firmament is the atmosphere, and the lower waters are the ocean. Of course, there are other opinions as well. In particular, however, the upper and lower waters manifest chesed in Giborah, and the firmament manifests tiferet, which harmonizes chesed in Giborah. And this is why the work of creation involving water was not finished until the third day, when the oceans were gathered in order for the dry land to appear. For the third day manifests Tiferet. I am adding, please note that water represents Chesed. Can the lower waters be Givurah? Only in the Tox context of relativity. Know that Korach was a Levite and thus embodied Gevura. Know that Korach was a Levite and thus embodied Gevura, and moreover was the head of the Levites. And thus he embodied the highest aspect of all states of Gevura, while Aaron embodied the highest aspect of all states of Chesed. Thus their quarrel was that of the left side with the right side. Chesed is the central Sefirah on the right axis of the Sefirot, while Givurah is the central Sefirah on the left axis. Their natures are fundamentally opposed, Chesed being the nature to give, and Givurah being the nature to withhold. The tension between them is thus the fundamental tension of duality in all reality. I am adding, to understand the term central Sefirah on an axis means it is the middle Sefirah in the various columns of the Tree of Life. An example is the right column, which is Chokmah on top, Chesed in the middle, and Netzach below. Moses observed this and said, "It is proper for me to try to harmonize them." And this befitted Moses, for he embodied the principle that sweetens all states of Givurah above, in the spiritual realm, the middle axis. The middle axis of the Sefirot harmonizes the right and left axes, combining the positive qualities in each and neutralizing their extremeness. My commentary. The next few paragraphs require deep contemplation on the Tree of Life structure. If you have questions, please ask them. If you feel that you do not understand, express that opinion as well. It is important to have at least a modicum of understanding to go forward in your learning on this subject of Korah, Moshe, and Aaron, and their disagreement. Furthermore, Moses embodied the Yesod of Abba, which is revealed at the level of Tiferet of Zeranpin, as is known. Because it emerges from its level of Tiferet of Zeranpin, because it emerges from its investiture in the Yesod of Ima, and extends further down than the Yesod of Ima. Yesod of Abba, the drive of insight for self-actualization, becomes clothed in the Yesod of Ima, the drive of the intellect proper for self-actualization. And thereafter, together with it, in Zeranpin, the emotions produced by the intellect. Thus, the emotions are driven by these two drives, one invested within and driving the other. The Yesod of Ima, however, is invested in Zeranpin, only as far down as its Tiferet, while the Yesod of Abba continues down until the Yesod of Zeranpin. Thus, Yesod of Abba is revealed, openly manifest, when the emotions reach their central point of development, Tiferet, the element of mercy in the emotional array. The essence of any new insight is a new, higher, better way of looking at reality. This new insight, if properly transmitted, will enable everyone to live better. And therefore, transmitting it is an act of mercy on creation. Therefore, Yesod of Abba becomes manifest in Tiferet of Zeranpin. The manifest light of Abba also serves to sweeten the states of Givurah at that point. It is the exposed light of Yesod of Abba that enables Tiferet to harmonize the two preceding Sefirot of Zeranpin, Chesed and Givurah. This is the mystical meaning of what is said of Moses, and she saw him, the word is Oto, his sign, Ot of the Holy Covenant, which was Yesod of Abba, that he was good. that it manifests only states of Yechesed and could serve to sweeten states of Givurah. In the phrase, "and she saw him that he was good," the word for him, Oto, can also mean his sign. And thus the phrase can read, "and she saw that his sign was good." The male reproductive organ is known as the sign of the Holy Covenant of circumcision. But Korach did not want to be reconciled. He did not want to be reconciled with Aaron and therefore persisted in the quarrel. Moses said, "Surely purgatory resulted from the intensity of this tension above in the spiritual realm. It is therefore necessary to combine Korach, the personification of the left side, with the right side. If he does not want this, he will surely descend into purgatory, just as when the world was created. The intensity that issued from the tension between the higher and lower waters descended into purgatory." Initially, Chesed argued that kindness should be shown even to the wicked, while Givurah argued that punishment should be meted out even to the righteous for their minuscule faults. Tiferet harmonized these so that Chesed agreed that the wicked should be punished, and Givurah agreed that the righteous should not. This argument thus produced purgatory, the fire of purgatory, wherein the wicked receive their punishment, their purification for their sins. Allegorically, in the heat of the argument, is envisioned as producing the fire of purgatory. I am adding, purgatory is not a Jewish concept. In actuality, this allegory is also a true spiritual effect of the binding by striking between Chesed and Givurah that creates Tiferet. Korach did not want to agree to be mollified because his quarrel was not for the sake of heaven. The stages state that any quarrel that is for the sake of heaven will endure, while any quarrel that is not for the sake of heaven will not endure. What is an example of a quarrel for the sake of heaven? The quarrel between Hillel and Shammai. And what is an example of a quarrel that is not for the sake of heaven? The quarrel of Korach and his congregation. For the sake of heaven means for the purpose of arriving at the truth in order to further God's purposes on earth, rather than for the purpose of self-aggrandizement. The word for the sake of L'shem literally means for the name of it. Here the Arizal interprets this phrase mystically, defining heaven and name as appellations for specific mystical realms. Heaven refers to Zeranpin, and name refers to Nukva, or Zeranpin, which is its name. A name is something that manifests the entity called by that name. The feminine principle, Malchut, expresses the emotions which are Zeranpin. Thus, any quarrel, any manifestation of Givurah that is for the sake of heaven, or the Nukva of Zeranpin, heaven, will endure. It will remain above with Zeranpin and will not descend into purgatory. While any quarrel that is not for the sake of heaven, but is rather for the other side, the side of evil, will not endure there above, but will descend to purgatory. whatever aspects of Gevurah assent to be sweetened by Chesed can remain together with it, functioning as male and female in the orderly development of the creative process. Those coarser aspects of Gevurah that are too egocentric to be sweetened, ipso facto, become the forces of pure punishment for sin, meaning for egocentricity. I am adding, it is important at this point to stress that there is never punishment nor reward. There is only effects of spiritual causes. When someone, a student of Kabbalah, uses the terms reward and punishment, it is a caution sign regarding their commentaries upon teachings of the sages of Kabbalah. When one finds this, it is important to ask questions seeking clarification. Korach was not concerned with God's glory, but sought to confound the work of creation as follows. The original Gevurah of which we speak is holy, and when it is properly sweetened, it indeed remains above in the realm of Zeranpin. And this increases the glory of holiness. When, however, aspects of Gevurah are made to leave the realm of holiness and not be sweetened, it causes holiness to descend, weakening holiness and strengthening evil, for the realm of evil is thus increased by the force of holiness transferred to it. And this is what Korach did. This is how he confounded the work of creation. His egocentricity added power to evil. When Moses saw how he deranged the upper realms, diminishing holiness, he himself was being affronted, for Korach was fitting to be sweetened and rectified by him. Korach's refusal to be reconciled with Aaron was thus both a derangement of the workings of creation and a personal affront to Moses, who as Yesod of Abba should have rectified him. When Korach refused him and did not want to be sweetened, Moses became very angry over the rectification that was meant for him to orchestrate, but that he could not conclude. For Korach diminished the power of holiness and increased the power of impurity. Moses is therefore described as being very angry, because it was not only that he did not merit to rectify what he should have, which affected only him personally. Korach's rebellion also blemished the spiritual realms. Because Korach caused all this, he descended to purgatory as befitted him. Thus we see how Korach reflected the very first quarrel in which the coarser aspects of Gevurah asserted themselves stridently. That is the end of the section. Are there any questions? We're going to stop the class here. We'll pick this up next year. Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30, a deeper Zohar class, the other at 7 o'clock will be our Tikkuni Zohar class. I remind you, the 7 o'clock class on Wednesday will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid you all shalom gadol, a beautiful evening and day, as we prepare for Rosh Chodesh, which starts tomorrow night, as we experience the solar eclipse tomorrow. And as Mars enters the sign of Nisan, or the of Aries, that actually happened today, and it will last about 6 months. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank
Shalom.
You.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom to all.
Oh, Gadol.